During a ceremony on Ellis Island yesterday, President Bush said he would work to eliminate some of the burdens facing America's new citizens. New York is America's original melting pot, and President Bush pledged $500 million to back his proposals. From member station WNYC, Beth Furtick reports.
Mr. Bush marked his very first visit to New York as president by attending a swearing-in ceremony for new citizens on Ellis Island. The president welcomed 29 immigrants from 18 countries in the same hall that was once the waiting room for millions of newcomers hoping to enter the United States. He also led them in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right hand up, please. Actually, right hand on your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Swearing-in ceremonies are rarely held on Ellis Island, but this one was requested by the White House. The president underscored the symbolism by inviting two cabinet members he called Americans by choice, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Mel Martinez, who was born in Cuba, and Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, who's from Taiwan. And the oath of citizenship was given by Assistant Attorney General Viet Dinh, who fled to this country more than 20 years ago on a boat from Vietnam. Mr. Bush stated that immigration is not a problem to solve, but a sign of a successful nation. He called on Congress to extend a law that would allow immigrants to remain in the country temporarily while waiting for their visas. He also pledged to spend $500 million over the next 5 years to remove another burden facing legal immigrants.
Here's a goal for the INS: a six-month standard from start to finish for processing an application for immigration. This won't be achievable in every case, but it's the standard of this administration, and I expect the INS to meet it.
Mr. Bush's remarks were greeted with enthusiasm by the immigrants, who were thrilled at being randomly chosen to take their oath of citizenship before the president. Shiny Oman of India said she waited more than a year before her application was approved and hopes Mr. Bush can speed the process for others who wait even longer.
I guess more immigrants could come in, you know, get a better job, more opportunities, you open door for.
The president referred to immigration again later at a ceremony in St. Patrick's Cathedral awarding the Congressional Gold Medal posthumously to Cardinal John O'Connor. He called the cardinal, who died last year, a man the poor and immigrants of the city will always remember. And he praised him as a gallant defender of children and their right to be born. It took Mr. Bush nearly 6 months to visit New York, which voted overwhelmingly against him in last year's election. But for yesterday, at least, all that was history as the state's two Democratic senators, Hillary Clinton and Charles Schumer, joined the president aboard Air Force One for the trip to Ellis Island. In a city that celebrates immigration, Mr. Bush struck a popular chord with his support for loosening immigration restrictions. Republican Governor George Pataki said the president could help the state by easing obstacles to citizenship.
That means so much to thousands of New Yorkers who are living here, working here, paying taxes, raising their families. Those are the policy initiatives that really matter to me, and that's what we're going to continue to press.
And he says that matters more than how many times the president comes to visit. For NPR News, I'm Beth Furtig in New York.